I think we have finally got a real competitor for Anthropic models for coding. And it's not some proprietary model. It's yet another open source model coming straight out of China. And based on the early benchmark, it seems like it's here to compete head on head with all the big models like O3, Sonnet, Gemini 2.5 Pro, and all the others. Just this past week, we had other models coming out of China like KimiK2 and Qwen3. And GLM 4.5 blows past these two open source models very easily. I'll make another video after a thorough testing, but let's first talk about the early benchmarks and how it stands among the other models. Hey, just a quick heads up, if you are looking for a voice-to-text dictation app for making your coding workflow much better, you can check out VoiceInk. It is available for macOS and it is a one-time payment of $25, where there are other tools like Super Whisper, Whisperflow, Willow Voice, etc., which are charging you $15 per month. So if you are tired of subscription and you want something that works reliably and is a one-time payment, you can check it out from the link in the description. It's tryvoiceinc.com. So JedAI has announced and open sourced two new models, GLM 4.5 and GLM 4.5-year models. GLM 4.5 is built with 355 billion total parameters and 32 billion active parameters. For reference, the KimiK2 model that also released the past week was built with 1 trillion parameters. Both of the GLM 4.5 models are hybrid reasoning models, which means they will use thinking mode for complex reasoning and tool using, while they will use non-thinking mode for instant responses. If you talk about the overall performance, you can see here on the benchmark, it stands at number 3 after O3 and Grok 4, and it beats Cloud 4 Opus, O4 Mini, Cloud 4 Sonnet, Gemini 2.5 Pro easily. And the benchmarks that I'm truly focused on are the coding benchmarks. If you look at the agentic benchmarks, it stands at number 2 just after O3 beating Cloud 4 Opus and Cloud 4 Sonnet, and in reasoning benchmarks, it does fall behind a little, even behind the DeepSeek R1 model. Maybe it's because it's a hybrid reasoning model. And on coding benchmarks, it stands at number 3, just behind Cloud 4 Opus and Cloud 4 Sonnet. We have GLM 4.5. And it's pretty interesting to see that we have the base model, GLM 4.5 here, standing right next to GLM 4.5. And if GLM 4.5 is as good as it is shown in the benchmarks, if it compares head-to-head with Cloud 4 Sonnet, then I think it's a no-brainer to switch to GLM 4.5, because if you look at the pricing, Cloud 4 Sonnet costs $3 per million token and the output costs $15 per million token. But if you look at the pricing of the GLM 4.5, we have 11 cents for million tokens, and this will vary depending upon the provider as well. If you can run it locally, then you will have to pay no price, but most of us won't be able to do so. It will depend upon the provider that we are using as well. We can also see the benchmarks for agentic coding in real-world development scenarios over here, where they have compared GLM 4.5 with Cloud 4 Sonnet, KimiK2, and Qwen3 Coder. And with Qwen3 Coder, it has 80% win rate. With KimiK2, it has 53% win rate. And with Cloud 4 Sonnet, it has 40% win rate. It's pretty amazing in itself that we have GLM 4.5 having 40% win rate with Cloud 4 Sonnet in real-world agentic coding scenarios. And another thing we have in benchmarks here is that they utilize Cloud Code to evaluate performance against Cloud 4 Sonnet, KimiK2, and Qwen3 Coder across 52 coding tasks, spanning front-end development, tool development, data analysis, testing, and algorithm implementation. And for tool calling, we can see that GLM 4.5 stands at the top with 90% 6% rate, while Cloud 4 Sonnet has 89% rate, and KimiK2 and Qwen3 Coder falls very behind. While KimiK2 has 86%, Qwen3 Coder is lagging very behind. So these were all the benchmarks. If you want to try out GLM 4.5, you can try it out at jed.ai. You can try it out here, or it is also available on bigmodel.cn. But I think we'll just have to wait out for providers to give access to GLM 4.5 so that we can use it through API on different tools like Cloud Code or RuCode Client, etc. So this is all for this video. I'll create another video after a thorough test regarding my opinions and experiences with this GLM 4.5 model. I hope you have a great time. See you again. Bye.